Got Mackenzie Carpenter in the studio. I know I just sprung it on you as you were taking a sip of water. Your mic there in front of you should work just fine.
Hello.
So, pleasure to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
First, I got to tell you, I just love I Wish You Would.
Thank you.
My gosh. From the first time I heard it, I've listened to it on repeat tons of times. Oh. I play it at the bar, play it on the radio. It's just so, so good.
Thank you so much. I'm a little biased, but I am kind of obsessed with it. It's like addicting.
Well, it seems to capture the energy of now, if that makes sense.
Ooh, I like that. The energy of now.
Yeah, I wish you would. You know, it's kind of flirty. It's kind of serious, kind of direct, but you know, it's just really well done. So tell me about the song.
Thank you.
Performing it with Midland, recording it. Tell me about the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like kind of like you said it captures the perfect feeling of like having a crush in a song, but it's also not like a shy crush. It's like I'm going all in and I'm gonna like figure this out and see if they feel the same way. But I think this song is just like so fun to sing, and the fact that Midland is on it, like I call them the Vibe Kings. I feel like they just were able to take it to the next level, and getting to like do the music video together, and like we're actually performing it together a couple of times coming up for the first time, and I'm really looking forward to it, like live.
Do y'all record that separately? Like, do you record?
No, we recorded it together, but we haven't like played it at a show together. But we have some exciting shows coming up, and it's gonna be fun.
I love that. So Midland are some of my favorite guys, Texas guys. I've been on their bandwagon since day one.
I love it.
I always get a little fangirl around them whenever I get too excited, because they're so much fun.
Vibe. Yeah, they have the
you
vibes.
Just don't know, like they're kind of mysterious, but they're kind of upfront, you know. Just really great. They've been at a few of our shows over the years, and I just love when they're around. I love, and congrats, because you guys knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
A little bit about you. It's not very often that I meet anyone from a town smaller than mine.
You do
Hull, Georgia. So it looked like the population is very small, and I was curious how many of them you're related to.
You know, probably at least half. But, you know, there's, like, so many discrepancies right now on our population. Like, when I was growing up there, it said 120 on the sign, and now lately, like, somebody told me 160, somebody told me 320, and I'm like, are we booming? Like, is Hull having a boom? Like, why is everyone moving there? Like,
so
what's
happening?
So it's
a suburban of Athens. And there's so many talented people coming out of Georgia over the last 10 years. There's a well-known lady named Megan Maroney who, according to your Instagram, you were on stage at her show.
Yep, just a couple days ago. Yeah.
So what's it like capturing that energy, getting to be in front of new fans like that, and you know that they're just like chomping at the bit?
Oh my goodness. Her crowd is such an amazing crowd, and the fact that she is like taking me on tour with her and she's so open to like sharing her fans with me has been such a dream come true. The energy this past weekend was honestly electric. For those of you that don't know, I'm very lucky to call Megan a friend as well as being a fan of hers. We get to write a lot of music together. So if you've already heard of like I'm Not Pretty or Indifferent or 28th of June or Hair Salon and a few more, we got to write all of those together. And so getting
goosebumps.
Getting to write songs together and then go out on the road together and then like see how people are reacting to those songs and then getting to sing them together. On the first night, we did Nothing Crazy, which is a duet that we put out. And then the girls on the other ones, because we were just like, it'd be perfect for us to sing like the girls' anthem. And our little writer crew, we call them Jimmy James, and it's me, Megan, my brother Micah, and our friend Ben. And so both of them were there because my brother plays in my band and travels with me, and Ben flew in to see the show. So it was like a whole family reunion, honestly, in Athens, Georgia this past weekend. And it was really fun connecting with her fans, and we had a great moment with Only Girl where they like put up their flashlights and they were singing along, and it was just a really special weekend.
Yeah, that's got to be dreams coming true right there. When you get to hear your music and get to see the product, you get to see the final product of them giving it back. And,
yes.
I love that you helped Megan write on all of those songs, because
yes.
you've had such an interesting songwriting career. If you go back to Lily Rose with Villain, I loved that song, and
Thank you.
During the time when the whole world wasn't going anywhere. and so like you kind of had to sit with it, but that had to be exciting to see that song take a life of its own too, right?
Oh, yeah. Lily and Villain were kind of like my first taste of, I was literally graduating from college, and she cut that song. She was a writer on it as well, but it started kind of having one of those viral, she was in that first class of like viral moments on TikTok, and it was like the first time I got to see what it meant to be a songwriter, and like I was like, oh, I could do this, like I can keep doing this, I can figure this out. So it helped kind of push me to the next level, and I met Megan and started writing with her like not long after that. And, you know, here we are, like you said, a dream come true. I'm just like living in the land of dream come true right now, getting to, you know, be a part of a small part of what Megan's doing, getting to release my debut album, Hey Country Queen, getting to have my debut single to country radio that just had its ad day a couple days ago. And it was third most added. It's a dream come true, honestly.
I did want to ask about Belmont a little bit because I hear about the music school and I know so many people go to Nashville or they go to Tennessee to get into music school. So do they teach you about songwriting or is it the business side? Like what is school of music like that? Like what do y'all learn?
You know, it's literally like a movie. You know, it's like one of those movies that you're like, hey, what's actually going on here? But I personally was a double major in songwriting and music business. So I went to, you know, quote unquote, study both. But really, I mean, I chose Belmont to get me to Nashville. And that's exactly what it did. It's one of those things where you go to that school and they tell you, look to your left and look to your right, because these are the people that over the next 10 years are going to be running the scene. And so you could meet somebody in that class that's like the next big thing, the next big executive, the next person that is like helping you on your management team or your publishing team. And so I think if anybody has dreams of pursuing country music, Nashville is definitely the place to be. And Belmont was a step in that direction for me that only helped me.
Well, I saw the note about your dad having something about Nashville. And was he an aspiring singer songwriter one time himself? Or like, how did he have that inside scoop?
You know, that's a great question about him having the inside scoop. Somehow, if you know my dad, he just always has the inside scoop. He gets in everybody's business in the best way. But he worked in the industry on like the business side way before any kids and anything. So when I, you know, straight out of the freaking womb was like holding a microphone, he knew he had to like kind of help guide that. Like I didn't have a plan B. I was going to pursue this all the way. I thought somebody was going to just show up at my talent show and like take me away in a limo and be like, you're a star. So I didn't even know Nashville existed. And then he was like, hey, there's this place, Nashville. And like, you have to learn how to write songs if you want to like build a career. And so that's what got me to Belmont. And, you know, I am building a career on songwriting, whether it's for myself or for other artists. They literally say it all starts with a song. And I think that's just like the foundation of artistry. And so I'm happy that I get to do that and call it a job.
For sure. And, you know, it's kind of serendipitous too, because like your dad kind of had the foresight of it. He had the experience. He was able to kind of nudge you in the right direction along your track. And I saw that, you know, you grew up singing in church and that was a lot of your upbringing. So I know you can't come from a faithful background where, you know, the path, you just kind of trusted God's path for you.
My dad was actually a pastor. He left the business world, became a pastor. And now he is running the family business with my family. But he is a big part of exactly why I landed where I landed. And just my parents were never asking me to have a plan B, just being like, okay, this is what she wants to do. So like, how can we help her be successful at it? I think that's a part of like my confidence and getting to just go all in on this.
Yeah, I relate. I got into radio at 18 and my parents thought I was crazy, and it was in Corpus Christi at the time, which they were right. It was crazy. it took a little while to get to Houston, you know, but they always allowed me to believe in my dream. They allowed me to watered that seed, if you will, and just, hey, just keep on trusting and give them the support that you need. And then, you know, your kids can do wonderful things.
Yeah.
So your brothers are both musicians. You said one brother's in your band. Yep. What's that like traveling with him? That's gotta be great.
Oh, it's the best, honestly. It's just really nice because I think a lot of times, you know, you show up to the concert and you have no clue how the artist and the team and like how the show got there, how it's rolling, but it is like a lot of work. And I mean that in the best way. Like, this is all I've ever wanted to do and it's such a dream, but you know, I'm not in a bus yet. So like, we could be leaving the show as soon as I'm off the stage and driving however many hours that night to get up the next morning, drive however many hours that morning to make it to the show. And having, you know, a piece of family with me, it makes it, you know, so much more fulfilling, so much more fun. I feel like safe. I feel like I'm, you know, sharing memories with people that I love, and then also getting to like write songs together. And I'm Not Pretty was our first single to radio that we had written together. So just getting to win with people that you love and, you know, your friends and your family, it just makes it all the better. And Micah, we write together. He wrote some songs on my album. He got to help produce some songs on my album. And then he's in the band. He's hanging out with us. So it's nice. It's like a little comfort blanket.
I'm Not Pretty should have been a number one also, in my opinion.
Say it louder.
So good. Yeah, it was so good. Did you say you helped write June 28th?
Yeah, 28th of June.
Yeah, my birthday is June 27th, so.
No, yeah. We just missed you.
Yeah, I was like, hey, at least I missed my day. It's
we'll
okay.
We'll have to be like, we'll have to change it. But you know, it doesn't have the same ring to
not
it,
at
I
all.
Guess. 27th of June.
Yeah, it's not even close. No, but Mackenzie Carpenter, you're so incredible.
Thank you.
You're a joy to be around. You got great music. I listened to almost the whole album earlier
Thank
today.
Thank you so much.
I loved how you kind of you have that traditional sound, but you weren't afraid to color outside the lines either. As you get deeper in the album, you start to experiment with sounds and like kind of the 808 beats a little bit towards the end of it track. You know, so
we needed a hot girl anthem.
For sure. And you're no better person to lead than you. And we'll put Megan Maroney, we'll put Ella Langley, we'll put all you beautiful songwriters at the top, and y'all can lead the way. You're part of a really great class right now of the female talent coming through. And you deserve to be celebrated, all of you do, because y'all are fantastic artists.
I agree. There are some amazing country queens out there that are just like having their moment and crushing it. And I'm happy to just, you know, be a small part of that.
Well, keep crushing it. And we're so glad to hear. That's Mackenzie Carpenter, everybody.
Woo!